Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So now I'm hungry because we just got done power ranking Thanksgiving foods. Save myself for tomorrow. Coming up top of the hour, we get back into college football, taking a look at projected spreads on what would be the CFP matchups as of right now, based on the bracket the committee just released last night. Obviously, things are going to change in that bracket. Like, is Miami even in? Other things as well. But we'll take a look at the numbers and see if we necessarily agree with them and if they make sense to us as we quickly accelerate towards a massive rivalry weekend. We got to get into Ohio State, Michigan at the top of the hour as well. Could Michigan still get in as an at-large with a win over Ohio State, since it would be the best win in the country all year? Some college hoops being played today as well. Not just some, a lot. It's feast week and a lot of action all over the country, especially in Vegas with St. John's, Auburn, Tennessee, Kansas. Tennessee fresh off the upset over Houston yesterday. Gonzaga, Michigan, and both teams have looked really good in that tournament so far. All before we get to lightning bets. But it's a double pick week, Kate, in Survivor, which means you got to find somebody on the Thursday-Friday card, and then you got to find somebody on the Sunday-Monday portion of the slate as well. Dove into some numbers, went to poolgenius.com, and I'll just throw out some of the numbers here. The Eagles so far, this is as of yesterday, Eagles were the most selected team, 57%, Ravens 31%, and then you drop off real big to Chiefs 4%, Bears 3%, Lions 2%, Bengals 1%, Cowboys 1%, Green Bay less than 1%. Now, I should note, because we're both, I shouldn't say heavily, but both very much on the side of the Lions tomorrow. Mm-hmm. This is also with just 18% of remaining pools having the Lions left and available to them. So a lot of people have already burned the Lions. A lot of people have already burned the Ravens. But those that haven't are definitely willing to go in on them. Surprisingly, Eagles still 82% available in Survivor pools. That somewhat surprised me, which may account for them being the most popular selection this weekend, at least in the first segment of Survivor in week 13. Not surprising, I don't think, that Green Bay is less than 1%, Cowboys 1%, Bengals at 1% being 89% available, 89% of pools still having the Bengals available. If I were out on the Eagles, if I had already burned them, if I were out on the Chiefs and had already burned them, this would be a weekend on the Thursday, Friday, first portion of the week 13 slate, where I might look at the Bengals, especially as an opportunity to zig while everyone else is zagging in Survivor.
Like, yeah, if you were really bold, that would be the move to make if you really wanted to hopefully knock out the majority of your pool and still be alive. That would be the way to do it. And I think that's the game that has the most variables, because you don't know what Joe Burrow is going to look like, right? Like, we feel like we kind of know what's going to happen in the other games, but like, that Bengals-Ravens game could go completely sideways. And it's not as easy as, okay, they're a big favorite. Like, what happens every year, week one? Everyone takes the heaviest favorites and someone always loses. So I don't hate the look on the Bengals. It's interesting that I know all season long people were saving the Chiefs for Thanksgiving. Like, that was the thing. It's kind of save the Chiefs, save the Lions, but available in 54% and only 4% are taking the Chiefs. That shows the faith that the public has in this Chiefs team right now, which is not as high as I think we all thought it would be at this point in the season.
Well, I think it comes back, you know, when we handicapped the sides on this game at the top of the hour, you can look at both as far as who's taking who in Survivor right now and see the lack of faith in a side on this game.
Yep.
Based on the Cowboys are 75% available in pools as well, but only 1% taking them. Like you said, Chiefs, 54% available, only 4% taking them. I think a lot of people are going into that Chiefs-Cowboys game going, I don't know what the hell is going to happen. I mean, it's very much an opportunity for recent narrative to maybe trump season-long track record. But even if that's the case, what does that give us? Does that give us, like we talked about, a high-scoring shootout between Mahomes and Prescott? And it's just whichever team has the ball last. I think all of that is coming together to sort of paint that as the most muddied game of the first half of the weekend, if not the entire weekend.
Yeah, that's the one that I feel like I have the least confident handle on, of knowing what's going to happen or what to predict in that one. I also think, I mean, as much as I do think the Bears can cover 7, like, the Eagles should win that game. The defending Super Bowl champs, like, if you think you're a Super Bowl team again, which we all, I think a lot of people would say that, yeah, the Eagles, top team in the NFC, second best team, maybe behind the Rams in the NFC, like, they're a playoff team for sure. Obviously, they're going to win the division. The 57% of people who have taken the Eagles, I think that's probably the safest play of all, if there is any. And that's even with us being very confident in the Lions, Chris. Like, we talked earlier in the show, like, 2.5, yeah, lay it. 3, yeah, lay it. I even said I think the Lions could win by a touchdown. But I still would take the Eagles for Survivor over the Lions.
As for the second half of the weekend, we've got one team that people clearly are favoring in Survivor. It's the Chargers. They are 72% available and 40% of the selections. Again, these numbers coming into us from Pool Genius as of yesterday. 47% had taken the Chargers. The Chargers this weekend are at home against the Raiders. The Raiders are coming off a terrible game against the Browns. Geno got sacked 10 times. There's just not a lot of hope out there right now.
They just fired a couple of coordinators too. Right?
Yeah. They fired Chip Kelly after that game. So it's a mess in Vegas right now. The Chargers, though, have had an up and down nature to their season as well, especially given all the injuries. The offensive line is being held together with duct tape and paper clips right now, and probably will be for the majority of what's left of the season. An ugly loss against the Jags is what they're coming off of. 3 wins before that, though, including an impressive one defensively against the Steelers. But that's where I would look at the Chargers and wonder if this is just a team that's kind of, I don't know, playing in accordance with the level of quarterback that they're facing. I'm not saying I don't believe in them to beat the Raiders. And I think if you look at the rest of their schedule, this is probably your best chance for the Chargers. If you haven't used them yet, this would be the week. So it all aligns to make sense for why almost 50% of pools have them in the back half of a double pick week. I wouldn't feel totally comfortable given it's a division game, but the Raiders are a mess, and I think it does make a ton of sense as to why the Chargers are 47% picked.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I mean, I can't argue with you on any of that. The other one that I would look at that, I mean, I think to your point of when else would you want to use the Chargers is when else do you really want to use Jacksonville if you have them left for the rest of the season? Unless, I guess, looking at their schedule, that would be week 18 against the Titans again. If you were still alive then. Like, so they play the Titans this week. I would imagine they can beat the Titans. They are 6.5-point favorites and 90% available Jacksonville right now. Only 17% of people are playing them. That's a little surprising to me against the Titans. Like, I don't know. I feel like that is a fairly, again, nothing safe in betting or the NFL, but that seems like a fairly safe one that I would look at for the Sunday, Monday portion of week 13.
Yeah, I think if you haven't used Jacksonville yet and they're still 90% available, I think that's a good point you make about maybe holding off on them until you get to week 18, because week 18 is always a crapshoot as far as who's going to have what to play for. I think we can count on the fact that Jacksonville is going to have to win in week 18, and you're getting the worst. Yeah, you're getting the worst team in the NFL. You're getting them at home, because some of the other matchups that you look at in week 18 that you say, okay, that should be like Philly's playing Washington. Philly may be secure in their spot. You look at New England against Miami. New England might have locked up the one seed by then. Denver against the Chargers, I don't know. Kansas City against Vegas. That might be one that if you haven't burned the Chiefs, you might want to hold off on for week 18. But I think as far as looking at season-long strategy, if you haven't used the Jags yet, again, 90% available, that might explain to an extent why they're only getting used 17% of pools so far this week. The Dolphins are still 98% available in Survivor.
which is not surprising at all.
Not at all. And they are being used by 13% of Survivor picks so far this week. They have got the Saints. I would not touch that with somebody else's money, somebody else's Survivor pool. I'm sorry. The Saints are bad. But the Dolphins, I feel like, have a chance to crash back down to earth in a big way.
I was going to say, the Dolphins have to be feeling pretty good about themselves right now. You've won three of your last four. One of those wins was against the Bills in dominant fashion. Yeah, it took overtime against Washington. But if there's ever a time for this Dolphins team that is one of the more undisciplined teams in my mind in the NFL to like have a week where maybe the focus isn't there, the preparation isn't there, I'm going to go ahead and Chris say it's this week. So I'm with you. I would not touch that game either. It makes complete sense that the Dolphins have hardly been used in anyone's Survivor League. And I would imagine at the end of the season, because you don't have to use every single team, the Dolphins are still one of the most untouched teams in Survivor.
What's crazy about the Dolphins, aside from the Survivor angle of this, is that if they do beat the Saints, which wouldn't surprise anybody, I don't think, the Saints are the Saints at this point, then they go to New York to face the Jets. Then they go to Pittsburgh on a Monday night to face the Steelers. Then they host the Bengals. I mean, would it be wild for the Dolphins to win three of their next four? And all of a sudden we look up and they're 7-8 going into the final 2 weeks and still have a chance to maybe somehow steal a wild card spot in a really crazy AFC field?
Would it be wild? Yes. Because of what I thought and everyone else thought of the Dolphins at the start of the season. Is it realistic that they could do that? Also, yes. Because of
the Bucks in week 17 and they've been banged up. They may play a game that's meaningless for the Patriots in week 18. I mean, talk about going from hot seat to the playoffs would be massive for McDaniel. Back into college football, projected spreads on what would be those CFP matchups right now. We'll do that next right here on BetSweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.